Several members of the Clark County Latino community gathered at the Iglesia Hispana Emmanuel Church to hear the evangelical leaders frame the need for immigration reform in human rights and biblical terms. Dr. William Brown of Cedarville University, a conservative institute of higher learning, says he backs reform.
Every time I go down to the Civil Rights Museum and I see MLK and his emphasis on the Word of God and doing justly and so on, I keep coming back to this issue over and over again. I couldn't be silent anymore. I had to be involved.
Jesse Bowers is with the Apex Church in Dayton. He shared with the audience that he had in the past harbored a hatred towards immigrants, but now he feels differently. Bowers and his wife now live in a Hispanic part of Dayton.
And I had to come to the conclusion that I was wrong. Some of the shameful things that I said were just, why don't we just put up, gun towers? Things like that honestly, I'm willing to share because I know that my heart has changed.
Sí, bueno, mire, lo que pasa de que, pues, se siente feo.
Montserrat Salas from the Emmanuel Church encouraged a Clark County mother of five to talk about how her husband has been detained for several months while waiting to see if he will be deported. Carl Ruby, the Ohio director for the group Bibles, Badges, and Business for Immigration Reform, says this kind of treatment is pulling many Latino and Hispanic families apart. He feels Congress's inability to act on reform and President Obama's strained relationship with the GOP is stalling progress.
There's been one group that has wanted to wait until after the primaries. There's another group that says, let's wait until after the November elections. We can retake the Senate, and that'll be the best time to do it. And there's a third group that says, we don't trust President Obama. Let's wait till we have a different president, and then we'll do it.
The group of evangelical leaders will be flying to Washington to meet with congressional members today. Wayne Baker, WYSO.